There's very few things that we can get Leah to actually come into work a little bit early for. If not, when I say early, she got here right at 5:01 when we start at 5. Normally it's about 5:15, but since there was cold beer in the refrigerator here, she came in with a little hop in her step today. 102.3 XLC, Wes and Leah.
I see what you did there. Hop.
Hop, hop in your step.
Hop. What was the first thing I said to you this morning, though?
Well, that's what we're doing today. We're drinking.
So first of all, Gurney's got it. Every Thursday, we talk to different businesses in the Gurney area. And one of my favorites, Only Child Brewing. And we have Ben Rossi on the phone with us. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Good morning.
Good morning. It is Rossi, right?
It is, yes.
Okay. Are any of your siblings going to be on with us today or just you?
It's just me. But,
That's where the name came from.
Correct. Oh. Yep.
Wow, Leah.
Wow, Wes. I don't know. That was your joke. I mean, I didn't do it.
You didn't have to like echo it. But
did you work on that all morning? Is usually what you'd say to me. But Ben, you did you personally come by the studio yesterday? Because you can't be in studio with us this morning. But was it you that came by and dropped off the beer?
Yeah, it sure was.
So we had the guy from a coworker on the other station, Wayne. He texted me and he was like, hey, there's a gentleman here. He just dropped off some beer for you. I was like, perfect. You put a note on it? He was like, why would I put a note on it? And I'm like,
have you worked around radio people for any amount of time?
And that station, just period. I for sure thought I was going to come into work this morning and have some beer stolen. But thankfully, it wasn't. And it did say Wes and Leah on the box.
It made it overnight.
I am too. But either way, Only Child Brewing, which my husband and I do go to. It's like one of our date night spots. However, it's also very child friendly and dog friendly, which is what I love.
Beer?
Yes, the
Amazing.
Beer. Yes.
Amazing.
How do you get your kids to sleep at night? No. The place in general, which Wes doesn't know a lot of areas in Gurney, and I feel like, or a lot of places in the Lake County area, period. And I feel like Only Child is in an area of Gurney where you have to know where it's at in order to find it. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. It's a destination spot, just like a lot of breweries are. I mean, we're back kind of behind that Holiday Inn in the industrial park there. But you're right. I mean, we're very family-friendly, kid-friendly, dog-friendly. We have the patio outside with a big green space, and you know, people bring blankets and like picnic out there. It's really cool.
You guys still have a ton of board games in there too to play.
Oh yeah, like we have a whole little kid station with like a little kid table and kid chairs and like Lego boards, board games, all sorts of stuff.
So here's the thing, we never bring our children to your brewery, but we always end up in the kids area playing those games.
Well, that's the thing when it comes to those kind of things
happens too.
When you go, oh, it's kid friendly, it's like, yeah, that's awesome that you offer that, but who wants to bring your kids out?
Well, sometimes you can't get a babysitter, but you could still go to the bar.
I guess.
And it's not like, oh, she has a baby and a bar. Well, no, it's respected there. Yeah. Either way, let's get to the beers, because I have three beers lined up in front of me. How many craft beers do you guys have on tap there at Only Child?
We have a dozen taps. And you know, we rotate out of different beers pretty consistently. So we're always trying to offer something new.
What's your favorite?
Oh, my favorite is probably Uno Mas, which is our Mexican lager. We serve it with the lime. That's why I dropped that one off for
you. It's the one that I just cracked open, in case you didn't hear that. So let's sample. Let's go right to the favorite.
Share with our next guest and give me the can. Now, give him the glass. Give me the can.
There you go.
We have a next guest in studio, so we have more than one person here sampling. I'll just go straight to the can.
That's the way to do it.
Absolutely.
Ooh, that is good.
Yeah, it's one of those, you know, just perfect summer beers. I mean, it's perfect anytime, honestly, but it's I like beers that are just light, refreshing, and easy to drink.
Now, where's my lime, though, Ben?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. No, I'm just... No, that is really good. And Mike, our next guest, he just gave it a thumbs up, too.
What makes something a Mexican lager?
Well, the yeast strain that we use for that is actually the house strain in Modelo. So the Cerveceria in Mexico. So I think what makes it a Mexican lager is it's just a very light, crisp style Pilsner.
Now, the other two beers that
Wait. I'm mind blown. A lager and a Pilsner are the same thing?
Correct. Huh. There's two types of beer. There's lagers and ales, and it's all about the strain of yeast. So there's lager yeast, which ferment a little cooler. Ale yeast ferments a little warmer. But lagers, within the lager family, you got pilsners. There's all sorts of different kinds. But yeah, pilsner is a lager.
I am today years old when I just learned that. I thought it was completely different.
I don't think I knew that either. But it is October, Oktoberfest. Great time to be talking about beers. And we have two other beers here with us, one being a German pilsner and your Oktoberfest. So you're half German, right? So beer's in your blood.
Yep.
Beer's in Wes's blood, too, because
I'm like 90%.
Yeah,
he's a very... I didn't know until I did my ancestry.
He's very, very German. But can you tell us a little bit about the hallmarks of Oktoberfest beers? Because a lot of people don't understand what is behind the Oktoberfest of beers.
Sure. I mean, usually they were made, brewed to celebrate the harvest. And that's why they usually, Oktoberfest is this time of year. They're usually a little more like full-bodied, older, and stronger, higher alcohol content, basically. And they're just, they're delicious. They're among my favorite styles of beer on planet Earth, and I love this time of year. And it's, you guys actually got our very last four-pack of Oktoberfest. That we only do it once a year, and it goes really quick.
Don't let that go to waste, Wes. All right, we just cracked that one open. Let's go for it.
So you'll notice, if you're pouring it in a glass at all, you'll notice it's darker in color. It's got like a very, there should be a touch of sweetness, but not overly sweet.
It's perfect.
I like it because normally I'm not a big heavy beer person. But like you said, it's got a touch of sweetness to it, so it's something I can handle.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm on the lager pilsner person now that I know they're the same thing.
I
know that.
Okay, well, good thing we have another pilsner for you to try. Is it true that German breweries have the strictest beer laws in the world?
It is it?
Yeah, two sips and I'm done. Well, I mean, it's early. I haven't eaten yet. What the heck?
You eat three breakfasts a day. Don't say I haven't eaten.
Slow your roll. I had yogurt.
Hey, beer for breakfast is a good thing sometimes.
Breakfast of champions.
You said the strictest rules, you said?
It's called the Reinheitsgebot, which is a very German word.
God bless you.
It refers to, they were purity laws dating back to the year 1516, and it's basically just keeping beer very pure. Only hops, barley, water, and yeast can be used. So our German beers are brewed to that style.
How long does it take to, are all beers different to make? Because you get those home brewing kits, and people think that they could brew at home, and I've had a couple friends be successful with that, but then you can't do it the way that...
Mine tastes like hand sanitizer when I tried it.
Did it?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Gross. How does that even happen?
I don't know.
How long did it take you?
You know there's alcohol in there.
Right. Yeah. How long did it take you, though, Ben, to, perfect that?
We're still perfecting our craft to this day. We always try to get better. We always do little tweaks to recipes, just to try to, completely perfect each and every beer that we do. Every beer is different too. Going back to the yeast strains being, lagers or ales, an ale from the day we brew it to the day we package it could be 2 weeks. Some of those lagers that you guys are drinking from the day we brew it to the day it's ready is 8 to 10 weeks.
Okay.
So it just, it depends on the beer.
I appreciate the breakfast beer, Ben. I really do. And we have one more left to try. But I'm a sour gal, and I'm a little upset.
Oh, yeah.
There's no sours here for me today. But I know that you do have those. You guys have all different kinds of beers. So I will be coming by and getting me an ice cold. What time do you open?
Oh, man.
Monday through Friday, we're open 2 to 9. And then on the weekends, we open at noon.
You want to stay till 2, Wes?
Can you imagine? We'll finish all the beer you brought, and we'll be in at 2 just in the show.
We'll get more.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
sorry I invited these two.
This is Wes's favorite, the Pilsner, or so he says. Take a sip of that one.
I did, and now I know.
Mm. Ooh, that's good. Oh, that's good. It's good Pilsner. Okay.
Yeah.
So
the name of that one is Rasenmäher beer, which in German actually translates to lawnmower beer. So it's, that's just one of your kind of...
That's why there's a guy with a lawnmower on there.
Yep.
Who would have known? And he's the only child. That's why it's Only Child Brewing. If you haven't been, though, Only Child Brewing in Gurnee, an awesome spot for date nights, or if you can't get a sitter for date night, you can bring the kids along, bring the dog. Really good time. Love what you guys are doing over there.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we let you go, though, where is your Gurnee go-to place?
Well, if I'm looking to go out pub with a good beer selection, I love Timmy O'Toole's over there. Mm. But truthfully, my place I'm at in Gurnee the most is probably the Gurnee Jewel. The wife and I have four kids at home, so it's a lot of mouths to feed. So it's right by the brewery right there, too. So I'm in and out of there 5-6 days a week.
Oh, we know how that goes. Ben, thank you so much for being on with us. And
yes, thank you, Ben.
Make sure you check out Only Child Brewing. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. All right, cheers.